This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Listening to the band's setting encourages you to fall into the trance-like groove the musicians are exploring on their new self-titled recording. Joe Westerlund, Nathan Bowles, and Jamie Fennelly add layer after layer to their playing and recording as songs unfold in an unhurried fashion, stretching and contracting as instruments are added and then fall away. The band will be captivating fans at the Haw River Ballroom in Saxapaha Sunday night, and they're here now to talk about it. Good morning.
Hey, morning.
Hello. What's up?
The album starts off with Heard a Bubble, which begins simply enough with banjo by you, Nathan, before morphing into something else altogether. How much of this music is improvised?
Yeah, this is the central driving force of this group is improvised material, for sure. On this record, and I'll let Jamie speak to this a little bit more, we're being guided more so than on the first record also by some material that Jamie had worked on individually and then brought into the studio in terms of like some synth sequencer stuff that kind of provided like a framework or a architecture for us to improvise around.
Yeah, there was definitely like a really big focus on rhythmic synth work that definitely was a big evolution from what we were previously focusing on live. For a few years of playing together, that was really centered around focusing on drone. And there's two drummers in the band, so it's rhythmic drone, or I call it like ecstatic drone. But I think we really wanted to propel things differently with the new record.
Do the songs, as they're coming together, do they provide a focus to you? Does it feel like the music is taking its own shape?
Yeah, I think as we play together, we continue to sculpt more and more detail into what's already there. And each time we play a song again, it has the ability to take a new shape. So there's always more layers of like collaborative composition happening every time we play it.
Jamie, you start off Ribbon of Moss with some wavy keyboard sounds before Nathan and Joe join in. How do you decide how far out to go with those sounds?
Often when I'm creating these sounds by myself and spend countless hours and days listening to the same sounds until I'm essentially find something that I'm not bored by, that I feel like I can really like chew on. But yeah, Ribbon of Moss was pretty interesting in making it. I think I was listening to some rehearsal recordings that we had made together and then stripping out some parts. And so I was able to zero in on, I forget if it was me or Nathan or Joe, but basically isolating our rehearsal jams and then turning it into new parts that I was writing for synth. So even though maybe I was listening to Nathan playing banjo, I turned it into a synth part and evolved it to something kind of completely different. So there's a lot of response that's happening even in that generative stage.
The banjo is very prominent in that song as well. And I often think of, and I don't think I'd be alone in saying this, the banjo as an instrument of bluegrass or country or string band music. The way you incorporate it, I almost forget it's a banjo.
Yeah, I think I do. I was going to say, I think I do too. And I'm questioning, is that true? I think so. I mean, I play banjo in setting because it's an instrument that I've dug into now for some years. And so I feel like specifically the timbre and the tone of the banjo that I play, it just feels like an instrument that is so applicable to different contexts. So the playing on Ribbon of Moss, yeah, is sort of a way of playing banjo that just sort of sprang organically out of, again, that rehearsal that Jamie mentioned that he listened back to and took some inspiration for his synth parts.
The song Gum Bump, that's the name of it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The first time I heard that song, I lived in New York City in the 80s, and I loved Bill Laswell's band Material.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And particularly the album Memory Serves. And that song, Gum Bump, reminds me a little bit of that record.
I know some Laswell stuff, both his playing and his production. I don't know that record. That's funny you mentioned that, though, because I can hear that too. I think in the bass synth line that Jamie came up with and like the rhythm of it and the approach of it. That track, I don't think this was a conscious choice, but we're big fans of like 70s era like Miles and Herbie Hancock, and some of there's specific records, but in that universe that are touchstones for us. And once that track started to take shape, and Joe and I kind of figured out a rhythmic approach to play around Jamie, it definitely got into this kind of alien funk zone, or at least, you know, there's elements of that.
Yeah, it was really exciting to go in that direction on that tune in the studio. I was like, oh, cool, we can do that too.
Yeah, that broke open a new path for us, for sure.
Joe, for you, having played in Megaphone and Sylvanesso and Caliphone and in lots of other bands, this, no pun intended, but this setting seems to have more of an echo in some of your solo work than it does in any of those band formats. But now, hearing the three of you talk, this is very much a band.
Yeah, this is very much a band. Absolutely. The stuff that I'm able to explore solo has a place in bands like Caliphone, Sylvanesso, but maybe only allows it to go so far, just the music itself and the fact that it's centered around a vocalist. You know, when you're improvising, especially with two other people for the first time, you really start at zero, I think, if you're doing it right, you know, and it's a completely blank canvas, and what the other people put into the space is reacting to what else is there. And so I think I maybe brought the things that I was most drawn to using, the elements of sound that I was most into exploring, and that just became a chunk that was taken up, and these two guys are able to go in a lot of different directions. So it's as each of us is individually doing that, this sound forms that no one has complete control over what is happening, because no one's written a song.
Right. It has a life of its own. Really.
It really does. Yeah. For sure.
Joe Westerlund, Nathan Bowles, and Jamie Fennelly are setting. Their new self-titled record is out now. The band is playing at the Hall River Ballroom in Saxapahaw Sunday night. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, Eric.